Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. What if you could buy back your time? And what if you could use AI to do it? Well, I have our good friend, Mike Buckner, on today to show us exactly how to do that. Yes, AI can be your friend and it can save you a ton of time. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam here. I know I say that all the time, but it's true. My jam, our jam, the goal of this podcast is to bring on the best thinkers in all of dentistry to help you improve your practice and your life. We're going to do exactly that with a dear friend of mine, friend of ours. His name is Mike Buckner. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. The guy's brilliant. And today we're going to be talking about how you can buy back your time. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Mike? I want more time. How do I get more time? Like, and I think you should preface this because you and I were talking before we hit the go button. There's a book that you read by Dan Martell. What is it?
Yes. I love this book. If you haven't read it, you should go check it out. It's called Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. This has changed the way that I think about, you know, running a business, because essentially, once you get into that phase of running a business, time is your hottest commodity. I mean, it's, you cannot replace it. It's the most expensive thing that we have, and you can't replace it. You know, it's, once it's spent, it's gone. So what I have loved is over the years that I've been in the dental technology space is finding ways for practices to do more with less. Now, Kirk, in this book, he talks about kind of a three-step process and one big misconception. He says, you know, most people think that they're hiring people to grow their business. And he says, you shouldn't hire people to grow your business. You should hire people or hire to buy back your time. Meaning, once you reach that point of capacity where you don't have any more hours in the day and you are maxed out, that's when you need to think about what are those things that are energy sucks that you're spending your time on and offload those. So there's a three-step process that I wanted to share with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do. And you're talking my language. We're going to go off the rails a little bit, but I don't think you know this. We hired my oldest daughter, my oldest child. Her name is Kinsey. And so I told her, and you'll love this, you don't have a title here. No, your title is intern. It's not some special lofty title. And you're not the boss's daughter. I'm not, you know, like you're coming in on the low end of things. And I told her the number one thing you're going to do is your job is to free up other people's time. I want you to go to everybody you can and go, how can I help? What can I take off of your plate? In no time, they're like, this kid is great. And so I think it's important now. I'm very proud of her. But like, I think if you come into it thinking Dan Martell is right, the job is to free up more time. Now take us through the 3 points. I want to know. Yes. I want our listeners to know.
So what I will preface is, to your point, sometimes, you know, it is hard to think of what are the things that we can offload, right? I hired on an incredible executive assistant recently, and even just meeting her, you know, and I was like, oh yeah, I got to do this. She would challenge me and say, do you need to do this? How about I take this? I'll draft something up. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, go for it. And little by little, I started really refocusing on where should my time be spent? So this is why I love this book. I encourage everyone to go check it out. But the first step that they, and this is for anyone, this is whether you're a dentist, whether you're a team member in the practice, everyone should do this, which is the first step is really audit your time. So track what you do for 2 weeks and then really write down what are the things that just completely drain you, you hate doing, right? Write those things down. The second step is to transfer. Okay, so systematically offload the low value tasks. What are the things that drain you? And how can you maybe either offload them, look at technologies to replace them? How do you get rid of those things off your plate so that you can shift your focus back to what fuels you and helps you feel alive, right?
I love it.
And then the third step is to fill. So replace that time that you have offloaded with higher leverage activities. For dentists, for practice owners, it's really focusing back on vision, strategy, growth, or focusing on those procedures that you really love to do.
Yeah.
So that three-step process, I think, is phenomenal and will help practices really grow, because otherwise you reach that point where you're adding more bodies, you're adding more team members, you're adding more operatories. But if you're not careful, you stay stagnant.
Yeah. I'm totally picking up what you're putting down. If you're a dentist listening, you're like, Mike, I totally get it. But how does this relate to my life in dentistry? And we're going to go right there. And I'm going to tell you up front, you know, Mike is one of our favorite partners ever. And he is also one of the important people over at Pearl. And so, like, the insurance bottleneck is a big one. Number one, it creates complexity on its own. But, like, let's take your principles that you've just outlined in this framework and let's speak to the person who's listening. How are you going to free up some of their time or buy back some of their time?
Yes. So I'm going to go back a little bit. When we were really first launching everything into market with Pearl, we knew we had a very powerful tool that would help and would change the way that people practice for dentists, for hygienists, for team members to get this second set of eyes, right? We have limitations with what we see on, especially with black and white images and x-rays, but with AI, we can just pick up so much more and we can catch things earlier. We knew we had a powerful product that could help there, but we also knew that when we were talking with practices, we would often get the response of, oh, well, my dentist would love this, or, oh, my hygienist would really love this. But we were kind of leaving out a portion of the team, which was, you know, our office managers, our treatment coordinators, and those that really help the practice run. So there's a great group, ADOM, you know, office managers that I love this group. And we decided to really focus in on a core group of office managers from one of these annual meetings. And we said, okay, we want to pick your brains. What are the things that just drain your energy? Like, if you could have AI solve a problem for you, don't even think about what we're currently doing. But if you were to just wave a magic wand, what is the one thing that if you could replace and never do again, like, that would just change your overall mood in the office? All of them came back and said, the insurance verification process.
Right.
It is a time suck. It is an energy suck. And honestly, there's a lot of solutions out there that maybe do little parts of it, but nobody right now is solving the problem and doing it completely right. And you know, otherwise, we're paying for tools that we still have to go in and still spend hours every week doing.
Right.
So that's where we got to work.
Yeah. We're going to go into the details of this, but like the insurance verification process. Now you get to see a lot of data. There's an industry expert who says, and there's others that have said it's similar. I get the similar data, but the average insurance verification call, he says, is 12 minutes. Now other people say, you think about that. The insurance verification call is 12 minutes long. That is a lot of time. And have you found that to be similar? You think about that. That compounds, especially if you're doing a lot of them. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. And think about that too, because that call, if you have somebody who is on the call on hold, think about what you're paying that individual, right? And what we found was that insurance process, just to verify and validate insurance and look at the remaining benefits and everything else, for team members, this is so expensive because you're paying people to literally just sit on the phone sometimes on hold, or they're having to spend so much time there that you're taking that hourly rate, it adds up.
Right. Yeah. So how did this work? Take us into the study that you did with ADOM and what'd you find?
Yeah. So what we found was that, you know, we had a lot of practices that were either spending hours every day on the phone with insurance companies. And then to put that into perspective, we kind of did that exact thing. We said, okay, let's add up those hours. Let's add up your hourly rate. And this is costing the practice X every month, right? And it was a lot. It was expensive. But not only that, when they're focusing there, they can't focus elsewhere. And so we went to work to create an AI-driven insurance verification solution. Now, what we found was that a lot of times there's some great solutions out there, but for the most part, most of the solutions would only get you about 60 to 70% of the way there.
Right.
You're still having to see, you know, the history per tooth, and here's what they're eligible for, but what was done in the last 2 years, and they're still having to go back. They're still having to get on the phone and to call. And we really spent the next like 12 to 14 months developing a solution that gets the practice about 90 to 95% of the way there by also providing the history per tooth. So it's showing not just all of the remaining benefits and who's eligible, but the history per tooth. They can see it all right there by treatment code, and also get a summary at the top saying, you know, are they eligible for you know, night guards, for ortho, like what's covered? And that aspect alone was something that was asked of us by office managers. They said, okay, if you could you just make it easy and have it all summed up and have that information there so we don't have to go back and hunt it down? And we did that, and it's changed the way that you know, office managers and treatment coordinators and you know, our front office team, it's changed the way that they're spending time in the practice, because now they can shift that back to where they want to and they need to spend that time
right
with the patients.
Right. Now, I want you to walk us through how it all works, like step by step. And I'll be the naysayer, pessimistic, like, Mike, you don't understand my practice. The other thing I'm going to throw up front is I think it's amazing that you insurance companies that were willing to work with you on this to say, hey, listen, we'll help with this process and speed it up. Was that hard to do, easy to do, or is that still an ongoing complexity?
Yeah, so the way that we do this is we tap into all of the major clearinghouses, not just one or two, but we've got multiple clearinghouses that we are tapping into. We also are verifying, you know, over 100 plus different payer sites so that we're scraping that information in real time. Now, the instance that, you know, the team comes together in a morning huddle. Now you're able to see, okay, these are the patients that have, you know, that are, this is what they have remaining on their insurance, right? So they're eligible. You can go in before the patient comes in, and you can also see like their treatment, you know, the treatment per tooth, what they've had in the past, and you know what they will be able to cover that day. And also, you pair that with the AI. The AI is showing you all of the undiagnosed opportunity from their last set of x-rays. Now we can get very strategic, and we can say, okay, we have an opening here. We know that Mike's coming in. We know that this is what's remaining on his insurance, and we can plan and prepare to get that taken care of, you know, before that patient comes in. The AI is helping us be more efficient with our time, saying you might want to check these areas. The AI is picking this up from their last set of x-rays. So just take another set of x-rays. Let's see if that's progressed anymore. But this spot right here on the x-ray, this was never talked to the patient. You know, nobody mentioned this to the patient. So you have this. And then also here is what they have remaining on their insurance. So pairing those two together really just speeds up the process. It allows practices who are interested in doing more same day dentistry have all the information at their fingertips, so that we can be really efficient with time in the practice.
Yeah. And you're talking about the pre-check. So the pre-check automates the verifications. And so you're talking about freeing up 90% of the time of those people that do that. But how accurate is it?
Yep.
Is it pretty accurate? So, is it?
Yeah. So I will say you may still have to get on the phone here and there. But with the practices that we have that we've tested this out with and that are currently using it, the majority of that work is really offloaded, close to 90%. Now, we also have a massive update that we're doing, you know, coming this next month, and so if you're using it or if you haven't used it, be sure to go and check it out, because it will change the way that your team spends their time in the practice.
Yeah.
Now I will also say, sometimes you get those patients that come in and they're like, oh shoot, I just switched insurances last week, or, you know, maybe they're new patients. you can quickly go in, put that information in there, and it will run that same day check. And this differs because a lot of the systems out there, they may run an insurance check like once a month, and you'll have that information from the last time that they pinged all of these different sites. We do this on a continual basis so that it's all updated information.
Yeah. So, and then what about, like, does it work? What does it work with all software? You guys work with all software, some softwares, most softwares. Is it hard to integrate? Is it easy?
Yeah, very easy to integrate. The majority of the practice management softwares that are out there. So, you know, if you've got Dentrix, you've got EagleSoft, you've got Open Dental, you know, these are all systems that easily integrate with this and can provide that information to your team in real time.
Yeah, sounds good. What do I not know that I should know about AI? And let me just say this, like, everyone's always afraid of AI taking our jobs, taking over. Like, I think it's important that if you have a business, especially a dental practice, you have to put an AI arm in. And it really, this isn't about AI. This is about freeing up your time to give your energy to things that matter most. Like, if I'm working the administrative area in any practice, I got to be giving my energy to the people. I can't be looking down at the processes. So you're talking about, you know, an AI arm that frees up some brain space, frees up some cognitive rigor that I have. It allows me to give more energy that matters into my dental practice. What else would you say?
So I want to come back to the book that we referenced, Buy Back Your Time.
Yeah.
Because in this book, he also talks about a very powerful kind of an ROI equation. And he basically says, look, if you can either offload or outsource or leverage technology for a fourth of the cost. That's his specific ROI, you know, calculation is like, if you can do that for a fourth of what you're paying. Now let's break this down. Okay. I'm going to put this in layman's terms. I actually love mowing my lawn. I love getting outside. I'm in front of a computer. Sure. I'm on a plane a lot of the times. And so I get the chance to get outside and mow my lawn. I love it. And sometimes my wife is like, we don't have the time. Let's just pay the kid next door to do it. I'm like, no, we're not going to pay him. And then to put it into perspective, it's like, okay, you take your hourly rate, take what you made last year, break that down into hours. You'll think about where you spend your time a lot differently, because then you're thinking, okay, my time, if I take an hour to mow the lawn, it's worth X, but I can pay Johnny next door, like $20 to go mow my lawn. And I buy myself an extra hour on Saturdays to spend with my family. Got it. Okay. So I would just challenge you to think of your time differently. Take your hourly rate, take what you made in a year, break that down by hour. And so that you know, I'm spending an hour. I am choosing to spend an hour of my time doing X, and the real cost of it is X. Yeah. Now, if you can offload and outsource some of that to a fourth of the cost, you've just bought back more time.
Amen, brother. Time is the new rich. And so you're speaking my language. So let's do this. I know some people are going to, you know, I want people to know what you do, who Pearl is, how it all works. But before that, we do that, give us some final thoughts.
Yeah, Kirk, this goes back to kind of what you and I were talking about. And I've thought of time very differently. You put it into perspective years ago when I heard you speak for the very first time, and you said, you broke it down and you said, you only have, and correct me if I'm wrong, like what, 17, 18 summers?
16. Right? It was 16.
16. Because you've got 16 summers with your kids. Ever since you said that, I started thinking about time differently. And I started thinking about how can I maximize process technology so that I can spend more time with family. And so, you know, the thought that time is that one thing that you can't buy back, that is correct. But there are ways that you can be more efficient with your time. That's really where I love how this comes in. The practices that are resistant to artificial intelligence will, in no doubt, be surpassed by the practices that leverage it, because there is such a competitive advantage when practices are up to speed with how AI can improve everything in your practice, not just clinical, not just practice management, but every aspect in your practice. I would challenge, like, have an AI expert appoint somebody in the practice to be an AI researcher, an expert, and come to the table every week with ideas of, hey, what if we used AI to do this or to do that? Because little by little, you're just going to buy back more time in the practice for your team to shift their time spent into areas that are more productive.
Yeah, totally agree. And if you listen to the podcast, you know we vet all of our partners. Pearl is a no-brainer. Like it's not even a negotiable. It's an important arm of your practice. So if I'm listening to this, where do I go to learn about this? How do I get started? How's it work?
Yes. So you can go and check out our website, hellopearl.com. Go to our website and you can click to register for a demo of Pearl. And our team will be able to just do a Zoom meeting, be able to walk you through all of the different ways and the different offerings that we have where AI can really change the way that you practice.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, and here's how it works. If you're not taking notes, we take notes for you. So everything Mike and I talked about during this podcast episode, if you flip up to the notes, I don't care if you listen to Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever, flip up to the show notes. You're going to see the links right there. You can click on the links. It'll take you right there where you can learn more. I promise you, it'll be one of the best things you do. So Mike, thanks for being on, brother. Appreciate you. You're enjoying the summer and you're buying back that time with those kids. I love it. Awesome. Well, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else, but thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. The jam around here is to give you some great information to help you improve your practice and your life. And nothing is more important, more valuable than your time and your team members' time. So make sure you check it out. Buy back some of your time. You'll love it. So keep showing up. We're going to keep bringing it with over 900 episodes. We got 9,000 more because we love this stuff. And we're just grateful. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.